Hello everybody, welcome to Miles Creative Project, and you're listening to Anisha Miles. Summer is here, more or less, and it is one of the most beloved seasons of the year. Each season has a meaning, and we have just left a chaotic spring season, which symbolizes that the starting over and a new beginning, as I said in the episode Flowers. But also a season of hope, representing birth and youth. In this episode, right now we moved in the summer season, which represents a transitional time of growth towards a newfound adulthood, full of emotions and interactions. It is the season of happiness, joy and outdoors activity, one of the hottest and brightest seasons, which begins with the solstice on June 21st. I've already talked about in the episode 34 of season 1. In this episode, as I said and I forgot, the topic of today's episode will be summer. Summer is the time for love and passion, mostly known as the time for short-term love affairs and flings, in which you want to feel free from your usual routine. This reminds me of the following song. Summer days drifting away to the summer nights. Well, 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 tell me more, tell me more. Did you get very far? Tell me more, tell me more. What does he have a car? You have just listened Summer Nights by John Travolta and Olivia Newton-Jones from the movie Grease. The song celebrates the joys and thrills of a summer romance, giving a message of carefree, promising of summertime romance. However, summer is as well the perfect time for adventures, especially for kids who love the summer because they have the longest break period from school. Summer is the vitality and sunny time in which lots of songs are released to entertain more. This year, for example, there are more than 100 Italian summer songs released, but whatever. Summer is a period in which we want to spend more time outdoors, doing several activities, such as traveling, going to the beach or to the pool, having picnics or barbecues, practicing different sports, attending music festivals or outdoor cinema or street food festivals, hiking, go camping, and of course, how could I ever exclude one of my favorite activity? Reading a book, let down the grass, or sat under a beautiful tree. Summer was always the season where I had more time to read and escape from the routine, trying to feel the immense free time somehow. Therefore, I decided to post a list of books you may read this summer. Everything will be posted on my blog Instill Creativity on June 22nd. In addition, I will post as well a list of things you may make over the summer, but it will be available from Monday, June 24th. Let's keep going on. As I mentioned before, summer is the time of adventure, for freedom. And this reminds me that there are different novels about adventures that overlap with other genera, such as science fiction, fantasy, and crime. There are a lot, and I decided to pick a few examples. And I'm going to start with some classics written by Jules Verne. For example, Around the World in 80 Days is one of my favorites written by the French author, which follows the story of Phileas Fogg, who bets his companions that he can travel across the globe in just 80 days. Another example is the two trilogy written by Tolkien, The Lord of Rings and The Hobbit, and there will be an entire episode about these. The release date is on July 29. Save the date. Another author who wrote some adventure novels is Mark Twain. Maybe you have read something of him during your childhood as well. For example, both Adventures of Tom Sawyer and Huckleberry Finn, or The Prince and the Pauper. I will go deeper with his novels in the episode about American literature that will be released soon, at the beginning of July. The next novel is titled Into the Wild by John Krakauer. Set in 1992, it is the story of a young man from a well-to-do family who hitchhiked to Alaska, giving up all his possessions. It's a memoir reprising the unforgettable journey of Chris McCandless, who left behind his family and vanished into the wild. A true story that has a tragic end. During the summer, I want to read as well the following book, which I didn't put in the list that I've mentioned before. West with Giraffes, written by Linda Rutledge. It is a novel inspired by the incredible true story of two giraffes who made headlines and won the hearts of Depression-era America. It sounds interesting, right? Now I think it's time to conclude, but before, as I said, summer is as well a music season, full of concerts and festival of any kind. In Switzerland, there are different music festivals, such as Gurten Festival in Bern, or Open Air Frauenfeld, or Open Air Zürich, but as well Montreux Jazz Festival, Moon and Stars in Locarno, Greenfield Festival in Interlaken, and I almost forgot the most known, the Street Parade, which is the most attended techno parade in the world, with over 1 million visitors. In Europe, there is Tomorrowland in Belgium, Colors of Ostrava in the Czech Republic, Sziget Festival in Hungary, Glastonbury Festival in the UK, and Donauinselfest Festival in Austria. Sorry, except the Coachella, I don't know any other famous music festival in the US. And maybe I've given you some ideas for a summer trip. Stay tuned for more. XOXO, Anita Miles.